Psalm 108 is very similar to Psalm 60, which we're told there is a prayer at the time of the war with Edom. Well, in that campaign with Edom, there were some reverses in the campaign that are lamented. But here we have David finally calm before God, and he says in verse 1, "My heart is steadfast," or literally made steadfast, "and so, God, I will sing and make music with my soul." His heart was made steadfast. Now, in the Bible, the heart is the mind. So he has this idea that God works directly on the human heart. And it's not enough, it's not really good enough, I don't think, to say that, well, yeah, insofar as you read the Bible, God works on your heart. There is something over and above that. I mean, David himself says, "Open my eyes, that I may behold wonderful things out of your law." He doesn't just read the law and it all sort of makes sense. God still acts. He talks in Psalm 10:17 about God preparing human hearts. And yet we have got, of course, to prepare our hearts, as he says in Psalm 7. And he asks for God to create in him a pure heart, a clean heart, or a prepared heart. That's in Psalm 51, verse 10. He asks God to come into his heart and to prepare his heart, or to fix his heart, or as we read here in the Psalm 108, "Make my heart steadfast, fix my heart, give me mental stability. Fix me in this way of thinking that is for you and that is spiritual and not carnal." So then, God can work directly on human hearts. We tend to shy away from that because we would far rather it not be sort of touchy-feely, but rather a case of understanding certain theological truths, tick in the box, and there you are. And we may be inclined to despise those who are far more emotional and, as we would put it, maybe touchy-feely in their worship. But there's got to be a balance here. It cannot all be a case of discerning intellectual truth from the Bible, expounding the Bible properly, and that's it. I mean, no, God is looking for relationship with people, and that involves the human heart, the mind. And God is prepared to work upon your heart. And that is, in fact, absolutely what we need more than anything else. Anyone who's really, truly spiritually minded will lament how their mind wanders, how they catch themselves thinking about things that are totally inappropriate, or at best, absolutely vapid and empty and devoid of any real spiritual moment. And we need, therefore, a new pair of eyes. We need God's psychological operation directly upon our heart. And that is what David clearly understands time and again in the Psalms, that God is willing and eager to give, and he asks God eagerly to do that, to prepare his heart, to fix his heart, to make his heart steadfast. Now, when you understand that the word heart can be expressed really as the spirit, then you're onto something when you come to the New Testament, because it's full of language of the Spirit and the Holy Spirit and God's work in human hearts. This is the gift of the Holy Spirit, which has not been taken away. We shy away from it because we would rather that it was all a case of correctly, academically interpreting the Bible, and then, well, when it comes to salvation, and well, we just hope that that's going to work out all right. And that's how I was brought up and how I lived for some years, until I saw that that is a dry, plastic kind of relationship with God. And it's not that at all. And not everyone is wired that way in any case. I remember a dear old brother dying in a nursing home. We were all trying to cheer him up that he'd lived a good life. He was a working man. He was not an academic. He was a Bible reader, but maybe not a Bible student in that sense. And the poor old brother was terrified. And some of his, because he knew the next he was going to be awake, he was going to be before the judgment seat. And some of his last words with tears in his eyes were, "But I was never a student. I never gave Bible classes. I was never a student." What a sad, sad bunch of forced guilt to put on a lovely old man, or a lovely man as he was in his younger years as well. How sad. It's not about all that. It is about relationship with God and God working in your heart. Accept, therefore, and ask for and accept this gift of God's Spirit. Romans 5:5, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. So the arena of operation of the Holy Spirit is the human heart. And sure, they had miraculous gifts in the first century that are not around today. I'm not talking about them. They are not at all what is in view when we read about the love of God being shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 3, strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Now, that is what every spiritually minded person longs for and needs. And God has met that need. And here in Psalm 108, when David talks about, "Make my heart steadfast, my heart has been made steadfast by God." And you keep on reading this through the Psalms, you see that David perceived this, even in the Old Testament, that God is quite capable and eager to work directly on the human heart.